The following is a presentation of KGYM Sports. It's time for boys high school basketball on KGYM Radio, presented by First Federal Credit Union. Let's go courtside and join former coach Phil Dunn with analysis. And with a play-by-play, here's KGYM Sports Director Scott Unash.
We welcome you back to the U.S. Cellular Center here in downtown Cedar Rapids. Game number two of our triple header as we get ready for a 4A non-conference battle between the Mississippi Valley Conference and the Missouri River Conference, as it'll be the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy going up against the number three rated Black Raiders of Sioux City East. And welcome in Scott Unash alongside Phil Dunn as we get ready for game number two. Earlier on, Linmar with a 74-44 victory over the Western Dubuque Bobcats. And our high school basketball, once again here this evening, is presented by First Federal Credit Union. FirstFedCU.com. That's FirstFedCU.com. And check them out online. Thanks to Dan Hillers, Tom Chalstrom, the entire group out there at all three locations. We do appreciate all their help. Coming your way here from downtown Cedar Rapids on the Wendy's pregame show. And Phil, we got a Sioux City East team that we have seen at the state tournament over the past several years, and it's a Black Raider team that is full of tradition. We talked to Raz Vanderloo at halftime last night. This is a team that comes in 11-1, coming off a big win over a rival in Sioux City Helam. They beat the number one team in South Dakota, Sioux Falls Lincoln, last week, and they come in red hot and come in yesterday off a 5-hour bus trip.
Yeah, man, they got a chance to practice in Des Moines. They stopped and broke it up. They had a walk-through practice out there. And they show up here, and they at the game last night, as you said, to watch Kennedy play. So the Sioux City kids got to see firsthand what they're going to see here tonight on the big floor. And Cougars are going to have their hands full, Scott, because they can fill it up. They're a team offensively. They're in the 70s, and they can score on the inside and the outside.
Kennedy likes to run, but I don't know if they're going to want to run with Sioux City East. We shall see. These two teams, no strangers to one another, seem to run into each other on big courts. They did last year in the consolation game, the third place game at the 4A state tournament. 1-point win for Sioux City East, and their star player, Van Reese, had a big, big game that particular day. He's averaging 18 points per ball game. Also pulling down almost 9 rebounds per contest. Going to play, I believe, Division II basketball. Probably could have been he's kind of a tweener guy. Plays with his back to the basket, but at 6'6", I think he's going to be a terrific smaller college player when he goes to that next level. But he is solid, solid right now, and probably a sure first-team All-Stater.
And his performance that he's done in last year and already into this year, going to get the attention of Coach McCowan over there for the Cougars. He's going to have to devise a plan to try and slow him down a little bit out there. And of course, what Kennedy does defensively, they're going to switch everything in their man-to-man and on screen. So they're going to have little guys guarding him at some point in time during the game. And they're just going to have to play because he's going to be a handful for them.
Another handful is going to be Aiden Vanderloo. This guy fills up a stat sheet as well, 16.6 points per game, a 51% three-point shooter, assist-to-turnover ratio of 45-13. And he runs the show. That is the nephew of, I believe he said last night, of Coach Raz Vanderloo. And it's a team, like we said, that likes to get up and down the court. And he's kind of the one that leads them.
Yeah, when you have that many assists out there, and it, obviously that's a great sign of decision-making and getting people the ball, or getting people the basketball and putting them in a position where they can score. It's always great, and he's only a junior, so he's got another year to go for Sioux City. And yeah, obviously he can knock down the shot too as well. He's shooting 51%, almost 51% from three-point range, 27 of 53 coming into this ball game. So he can definitely light it up.
He can. And for the Kennedy Cougars, of course, they're going to have to get a big day from Derek Diggins, Jack Wetzel, and Jackson Foley. I don't think there's any doubt, and maybe get some help off the bench, because the Cougars, despite being in their home city, they're going to need the underdogs here this afternoon and tonight.
Yeah, they are. And Diggins, we know he's capable of putting up big numbers. We've seen it. The very first game I think we did this year, he went off for 40-41, something like that. and he's averaging almost 20 a ball game, I believe it is. They're at 18, a little over 18 points a game. He needs help, though, on the offensive end. And Wetzel, we know, can do it. He's a sophomore. He's coming along. Jackson Foley's been through the wars. He's the veteran, as you talked about. But who else is going to be? Is it going to be Grant Griffin? Because he's close. He's had some close moments out there, and he's played pretty well at times. Can he take that next step? And Trey Sheets off the bench. He's a shooter as well. Can he come in here and knock down some long ones?
Kennedy played last night, of course, and they had a tough conference battle with Cedar Falls, going up against A.J. Green, losing that one, ended up by 20, but it was a little bit closer game than that, than the final score indicated. And Sioux City East, of course, they had a bus trip yesterday after winning that game against Helan on Thursday night. The other thing to take a look at, you got two coaches that are, out of the same mold, if you will, and Raz Vanderloo and John McCowan. If there are two more fiery coaches, they're not the biggest guys in the world, but they're going to battle for their team, and they're going to go at it tooth and nail, and then they're going to shake hands afterwards because they are good friends. And but they're both going to try to get the advantage for their group.
And they're going to have fun while they're doing it. They're going to coach hard, and they're going to compete when they're out there. They want their teams to be successful on the floor. And it's fun when you see a little bit of that fire over there in the sidelines.
Yep, and of course, like we said, Kennedy coming in off the loss last night. They come in with a record of 6-6 on the season, while Sioux City East comes in with only one blemish on their record, and that was the first meeting with Sioux City Helan this year, as the Crusaders won that one. Sioux City East comes in with a record of 11-1. And, you know, kind of laying in the weeds and maybe on the back burner a little bit here for Kennedy is the fact that, hey, you win this one, or you make a real good effort to win this one, maybe that helps you with your pod, or maybe that helps you to avoid maybe an Iowa City West or somebody like that as far as you can.
Yeah, you get different conferences, a different part of the state going at it here. So, as you mentioned, Scott, every one of these games counts, even in their conferences. But they want to bounce back, and yes, they want to make a good showing. So when they get put next week, was it Friday, maybe a week from yesterday, I think, the state's going to come out and they're going to tell everybody where they're going, and then it's going to be up to the coaches to seat them after that. But they want to make a good showing there, and a great statement here with a team coming in here with only one loss.
Like we said, the MVC has been outstanding this year, especially in non-conference. I think 38-14 or something like that, the MVC is going into last night's play as far as non-conference. It's going to be one of the tougher tests, though.
Yeah, and you can add another tally to that today with Linmar beating Western Dubuque in that first game, 39 wins there. So, yeah, so and then they get in the conference, they beat up on each other. That's why some of these teams don't have such a great record when you look at it, but they're good basketball teams.
Sioux City East and Cedar Rapids Kennedy getting ready to go at it. Our middle game of three here this afternoon, coming your way on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Earlier on today, we mentioned Linmar with the win, 74-44. They got the victory over the Western Dubuque Bobcats. Very early today, give you the scores, it was Cedar Rapids Xavier over Solon. That by a score of 66-54. Cascade beat Osage 64-41. It was Mount Pleasant over Charles City 55-41. West Delaware turns back Waverly Shellrock 50-32. And like we said, Linmar with a 74-44 victory over Western Dubuque. The only lone game left here at the U.S. Cellular Center will be Cedar Rapids Prairie taking on Iowa City West, and that will be coming up after this one right here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Let's go ahead and set our Skoog McCarlson Insurance starting lineups for our middle game here this evening between Kennedy and Sioux City East. First of all, for the visiting Black Raiders of the Missouri River Conference, they come in 11-1 and number 3 rated in the state in Class 4A. Three guard lineup. It'll be number 24, Jack Peterson, at one guard for Sioux City East. Peterson, a 5'11 junior, averaging 9.8 a game with 11 threes on the year. And he is shooting 31% from beyond the arc. Also at a guard, number 12 is Cole Taylor. He is a 6'1 senior at 5.7 a game. The third guard is Aiden Vanderloo at the point, number 3, 6'2 junior, 16.6 points, 52% from the field and a 51% three-point shooter. Up front, at a forward, it'll be Van Rees, 6'6", senior All-Stater, a returner from a year ago, 18.1 points over 9 boards a game, 60% from the field for Van Rees. And also up front, at center, it'll be number 50, Sam Hildahl. He is a 6'5", senior. And Hildahl on the season, averaging 6.6 points, second on the team with 5.5 boards a game. The head coach for the Black Raiders of Sioux City East is Raz Vanderloo. Now the Skogman Carlson Insurance starting lineup for the Cougars of Cedar Rapids Kennedy out of the Mississippi Valley Conference. 6-6 on the season. For the Cougars, they will go with Derek Diggins at one forward. He also an All-Stater. Number 24, the 6'2 senior, averaging 18.5 points per ball game, shooting 48% from the field. Also the leading rebounder for the Kennedy Cougars at about 7.8 a game. The other forward will be number 30, Jack Wetzel, 6'4 sophomore, right at 15 points per ball game for Wetzel. At center, it'll be number 35, Ethan Saylor, 6'6 senior. Saylor averaging 3.6 points at about 4 boards a game. And the guards, it'll be at the point number 1, Jackson Foley, the 5'8 senior at 9.7 points a game, 17 made threes on the season, and a 93% free throw shooter. And also at a guard, number 3, Grant Griffin, 5'9 and a junior. And Griffin averaging 5.3 a game. The head coach for the Kennedy Cougars is John McCowan, assisted by Larry Williams, Jeff Rubis, Ben Ethier. Our officials for this contest, Terry Turner, Brent Sharp, and Joe Gatto. East, the visiting team, they're in their black uniforms with the orange numbers and letters trimmed in white with East across the front and the orange and white striping. And the Kennedy Cougars in their home whites, with the green numbers, green letters, the cursive Kennedy across the front, cursive Cougars across the back, trimmed in gold, and the green and gold trim. So we're set to go, and some of the keys as we get ready for this non-conference affair.
You know, I think Kennedy's going to have to defend in the interior. That's going to be priority one for them. They're going to have to be able to find a way to slow Van Rees down on, inside, not let him establish position right away, especially when they're switching up their defenders. They like to switch on that sort of stuff. Are you going to be able to get in front? Are they going to full front? They like to do that. And they got to give good help on the backside then and try to frustrate them. Get Diggins going early if you're Kennedy Cougars as well. He's a good athlete. He might be the best athlete on the floor out there. Probably will be the best athlete on the floor. Get him going in transition. Get him in a groove. Maybe he can go off for one of those 30-plus point ball games. That would be great for him. Then lastly, we saw Kennedy struggle in the rebounding department last night against Cedar Falls. They're going to have to rebound here tonight, too. They got to get bodies on people, and they got to go get the ball with two hands and not give second and third opportunities to Sioux City.
Lineups being introduced. Sioux City East with three starters back from that state third-place team from last year. And they get ready to take on Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Again, the lineups, Peterson, Hildahl, Rees, Vanderloo, and Taylor for the Black Raiders and for the Cougars. Diggins, Wetzel, Saylor, Foley, and Griffin. And we are about set to go here. As
the officials for this game are.
We got one more after this.
And Joe Gatto.
It'll be Iowa City West taking on Cedar Rapids Prairie. Set to go, it'll be Ethan Saylor in the center circle at 6'6 for the Cougars. And Van Rees going up against him at 6'6 for Sioux City East. As we are ready to go here from the U.S. Cellular Center, game 2 of 3 here on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Not a bad crowd on hand here looking behind us. See some Prairie and Iowa City West fans and some Sioux City East fans here as well. Tipped around and the Cougars win the tap and we're underway. Cougars go to the bucket to our left. And Sioux City East in the man-to-man defense. Griffin on the ball fake. Griffin on the drive and a shot blocked and a late whistle on the foul. Are they going to get Rees?
I think so. He was the one that was there. They're looking for a number though. Maybe they're going to get 50?
And it is going to be Hildahl who gets the foul, not Van Reese. So it'll be Grant Griffin going to the free throw line for the Kennedy Cougars. And the first one is no good on a line driver.
Grant Griffin gets the line. He's a 60% free throw shooter.
Kennedy shoots 75% from the stripe, so they've been terrific this year. Missed them both here, though, but it's back tap to Wetzel. Wetzel inside. High arching turnaround is good for the sophomore. And Kennedy on the board, 2-0.
And that little tip kept it alive. Wetzel goes and gets it with two hands and makes him pay.
Tyler, pass inside, tipped away, but Taylor gets it right back. It looks like Kennedy is going to try to double down on Van Reese wherever he goes in that jump and switch defense.
Now we got a guy in front and a guy behind, giving good help from the backside.
East going to the bucket to our right. Peterson out front. They got Saylor on him right now. Over to Vanderloo. They play catch outside the arc, and now Griffin switches up. Coming off the screen, Vanderloo holds it outside the arc right wing to Hildahl in the high post. He'll lob it inside, but too tall for Van Reese and out of bounds.
And Griffin front, Foley behind. It makes it tough, and they're sandwiching him, so to speak, in the interior.
2-0, Cougars out in front. Diggins will walk it up. Gets the high ball screen, comes around Hildahl with a stop-and-go move. Drives in, stops left of the lane, kicks it out to Griffin for three. Off the back iron, no good. And Vanderloo, the rebound. Long outlet pass on the drive all the way. Layup no good. Put back good by Reese off the Peterson miss.
Running the floor hard. Reese coming down with that rebound and getting the opportunity to finish the fast break.
And East will bust people out whenever they have the opportunity. That's why they average 77 points a game. Foley to Griffin. On the man-to-man, Wetzel up the clear-out, drives in, and before the shot, foul going to be called on Vanderloo.
Good recognition by Wetzel that time, understanding that the side was clear. There's nobody that can come and help, and he just beats him off the dribble going to his left.
Team foul number one, and the Cougars to inbound right of the glass in front court. They'll lob it in to Griffin, and East's going to go zone.
2-3 on that baseline out-of-bounds set.
Foley reverses it left wing. Plays catch now with Derek Diggins. Back to Griffin. It comes right wing now. Griffin outside the NBA arc to the corner to Wetzel. Diggins dumps it inside. Saylor in the high post. We play 2 minutes. Tied at two. No look bounce out front now to Foley for three. No good off the back iron. Diggins flies in to get the board. Puts it on the floor. Diggins on the drive. Double pump. Hanger good. On the runner down the right baseline for Derek Diggins.
And that was an effort play, Scott. When you go all the way across the lane to get that offensive rebound, you keep that possession alive. That's a big-time effort play.
4-2 lead. Pass inside. Tipped away and stolen off the overplay.
Wetzel that time with the overplay with the knockaway.
Diggins behind the back, pull-up NBA three, going to be off no good. Foley trying for the rebound, and it's out of bounds. Going to be Kennedy ball. Much to the dismay of Raz Vanderloo.
High-stepping it over there on the sideline, picking those feet up.
And going to be Sioux City East on defense coming in for the Black Raiders, Steve Siebersma. He is a 6'4 senior. Checks into the lineup. Wetzel looking. Finally gets it into Saylor, and Kennedy will get in the offense. Wetzel drop step inside and traveled with it.
City in an extra step that time.
4-2 Kennedy here in the early going. A little bit of man pressure applied by the Cougars. They're going to make Cole Taylor work a little bit. Now gets it over to Vanderloo, and the Cougars will back down.
From the man-to-man.
Vanderloo stop and go dribble, angles right with it, kicks it over to Peterson. Drive and a kick out into the corner, three on the way, that's too strong, no good. They fight for it on the weak side and tipped out to Jackson Foley. In transition, here come the Cougars. Foley coming off the ball screen, Foley on the drive, hangs, puts it up, in and out. And Siebersma fighting for the rebound, but it comes down to Griffin and he gets the layup.
Foley took it away from the big fella from Sioux City East.
6-2. Taylor bounced down low to Reese. Reese driving in on Saylor. Got doubled and got fouled going up. That's going to be a tough matchup for anybody.
Yeah, it is. That help's got to come quicker if you're Kennedy. Get there quick. Don't let him get some momentum going. So get him that deep in the lane.
Van Reese on the free throw line. A 75% foul shooter, and he hits the first. Zach Drejos comes in, Trey Sheets, and Ben Keister all come in for the Cougars.
Be a common theme. It's, actually, it's a little bit deeper into the ball game than what Kennedy usually goes. They like to get people in and out of the game.
And coming in for Sioux City East, it's going to be number 30, Javante Keck, 6'6", and junior. Reese got them both. He's got all four of the Black Raider points, and it's 6-4, Cougars on top. Sheets from the right wing for three. Way short, and the rebound comes down to Peterson. Lead pass, Van Reese. One-on-one with Foley. Layup, good. Count it a foul.
They're giving him the basket, huh?
Yeah, a little continuation.
Yeah, it was. A good run out anyway by Sioux City East getting down the floor that time. Foley, one of those where you're caught in between. You either try and plant yourself and fully take the charge or just get out of the way and let him finish it.
Probably should have let him get out of the way. So Reese to the free throw line once again for the Black Raiders. And he's got all six of Sioux City East points, make it all seven. Caps off the old three-point play, and Kennedy will walk it up down for the first time. 4:20 to play, first quarter, 7-6 East. Trey Sheets, the junior, in the corner to Wetzel, up top. Goes crossover the dribble. They reverse it to the corner to Keister, to Diggins. They're going to double down on Diggins with Keck. Skip pass over the top and threw it out of bounds.
Miscommunication that time. Drehouse looked like he was in a cut to the basket, and Diggins thought he was going to fade to the corner.
7-6 East, and they'll inbound with Keck in the backcourt. They got some good scorers coming off the bench. We haven't seen Jaleek Dunson yet. The average is almost double figures.
Ooh.
Peterson driving up, nearly traveled with it. Gets it right back to Reese on the baseline. Pop-up jumper good. Van Reese
knows what to do with it when he gets the basketball. You can fill it up.
9-6 lead for Sioux City East. Diggins, little shake and bake move, leaves it for Wetzel. Circles into the lane, hangs, puts up the high archer, had it partially blocked by Vanderloo. Reese the rebound. Peterson in the front court, takes the top of the key on the hand back. Vanderloo, NBA three, way off the mark. And trying to save it, Diggins couldn't do it. Now it's loose on the far hash mark, and East picks it back up. Two teams really scrapping at it.
There's a scrum out there. Nobody could get a hold of it.
Taylor will set up the offense. Vanderloo working on Keister. His cross-court pass intercepted by Diggins. Diggins a breakaway. He'll throw it home with two hands.
Get the run out. That's going to give Kennedy a little bit of energy going forward here.
9-8. Derek Diggins with two field goals. Under three to play here in the first quarter. In the corner, Keck. Trapped over there by Drejos. Long pass up top. Vanderloo three-pointer off. No good. We're going to have a rebounding foul on the Cougars.
Oh, I thought maybe they were going to get on Van Reese at first, but nope. I don't know who they got for Kennedy.
Keister. First on, Ben Keister, the 6'2 junior. And now Kennedy will bring Griffin, Foley, and Saylor all back in.
This is the third offensive rebound so far for Sioux City East. A little bit of a theme beginning here, trend for Kennedy they don't like.
Off the inbound, and Keck got loose and got fouled underneath. And I think they're going to get another one on Keister. Stop the easy two, but they'll send Keck to the line. Javante Keck, 0-for-3, though, on the year from the stripe. Calmly makes that one, though. 10-8 as Kennedy will bring Wetzel back in and Drejos back in. And 10-8 lead for Sioux City East. One more free throw for Keck. East shoots free throws at 71%. One out of two, missed the line driver. And the rebound comes out of there to Kennedy. Drejos, Foley, Saylor in there, Wetzel and Griffin. Wetzel takes the right free throw line. They work the perimeter and out of the corner. Drejos on the fake, drives baseline, whips it back out to Griffin. Right wing three, going to be short. Saylor the offensive board. Foley back out top, Wetzel for three. That one's going to be short. Reese the rebound.
They just can't buy those three-pointers.
What were they last night?
2-for-24.
There's a grab out front. Drejos fouling Vanderloo.
Or 4-for-24, I'm sorry, 4-for-24.
First on Zach Drejos. fifth team foul. And it'll be inbound. Now, Derek Diggins went out, and I think he's under some duress over the sideline, the training staff working with him. Not sure if he injured himself on the dunk or what.
He's resting up against what he called these, the barriers. On the far side away from him, like trainer looking at his stomach area.
Lynn Groth, the Kennedy trainer over there with him. 2 minutes to play here in the quarter. Now we've got a whistle and an offensive foul. I think they're going to get Van Reese.
Yeah, he stuck those arms out. He said he didn't. He extended the arms, impeding the defender, not letting him get through.
So Gatto on the call. Jaleek Dunson going to get ready to come in here for Sioux City East. Kennedy down two with the basketball. Foley the Sailor, the high-low dump inside, broken up by Keck. Turnover number three for the Cougars, and here come the Black Raiders in front court.
Pass just had a little too much air underneath it.
Peterson holds it high over his head, circles left with the dribble, now goes crossover, leaves it out front for Taylor. Bouncing the high post to Reese. He'll try the jumper and buries it for three.
Yeah, step outside and do damage there as well.
Van Reese having a first quarter. Only a second attempted three of the year. Missed the first one, got that one. 13-8, Black Raiders out in front. Grant Griffin over in the far side corner. Works it to Wetzel. Couple crossover dribbles, drives in. He lost in traffic, stolen away, leading to Vanderloo. He'll stop, turn, hit the 17-footer. It's no good. Kept the rebound, back up and in.
That length, size on the backside rebounding by Keck that time. Kennedy couldn't do anything about it.
Under a minute to play here in the first quarter in a seven-point lead. Foley, no-look passer to Drejas. Starts to go baseline, cut off up top by Taylor. Foley over to Griffin. Griffin on the penetration all the way in and lays it home.
That's what you do. If you're not knocking them down from three-point land, put it on the floor and get in the lane.
15-10. Peterson inside. Van Reese gets doubled. Goes to the free throw line. Keck's jumper way short. Cougars get the rebound.
See if they go for one here. I would imagine they would.
15 seconds to play here in quarter number one, and Foley will hold it at the center circle. He'll get into the offense now. Over to Griffin, feeling it for three. No good. Rebound, back tap, loose. Picked up by Vanderloo. Lead pass ahead to Keck. Keck got a strip from behind, out of bounds with half a second to play. Good hustle by Grant Griffin.
It was. It saved an easy two for Sioux City East there.
Now Diggins, well, he was going to come in, but now he's not.
They're bringing him back to sit. I don't know. It's just for the quarter break. They want to let him have a little more time.
Cole Werling will come in, and Foley will come out for the Cougars. Half a second to play here in the first quarter. Time for a lob. They'll lob it in. Ball tipped. And that's it for the first quarter of play. After one, Sioux City East 15, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 10. Back with the second quarter in a minute. You're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union here on KGYM.
First Federal Credit Union is proud to present Corridor High School Athletics. Even against the toughest opponent, First Federal Credit Union always believes it's possible. That goes for banking, too. We have solutions that are designed to help you succeed. For over 80 years, we have been providing solutions for families in the corridor. From great products to outstanding service, you will discover it is possible with First Federal Credit Union. Visit us at firstfedcu.com. First Federal Credit Union, member NCUA, equal housing lender.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Back at the U.S. Cellular Center, 15-10, Sioux City East after the first quarter, and the Black Raiders will have it to start quarter number two. They bring in Jaleek Dunson into the game. Also, Savon Armstrong into the game. Armstrong drops it down low to Keck, and before the shot, they've got a stoppage of play, and officials are going to talk. Not sure what about. Did you see anything, Phil?
No. I don't know what they're conferring about. If they're conferring about if there was a legal substitution at the quarter break. They're saying shooting a tee. We'll see if we can get Terry Turner over here in a second or some one of them to, once they get done, to give us an explanation on what's happening here.
Hildahl is also back into the game for Sioux City East.
Too many players on the floor for Kennedy. There's six standing over there right now.
That's one too many.
Coach Vanderloo's not happy, though, so I don't think whatever it is not going to be technical or whatever.
As both coaches out there by the center line. Well, right now, standing up for Kennedy is Saylor, Diggins, Wetzel, Drejos, and Foley. And Peterson out there, Hildahl, Armstrong, Keck, and Dunson for Sioux City East.
So,
a pretty good discussion going over on the far side.
Three officials, both head coaches, and the official scorer are all conferring and looking and talking about what's going to happen. We got three veteran officials over there, so now the officials are going to go to the half court by themselves and talk.
Yeah, John McCowan and Raz Vanderloo are going to talk.
Why not? You might as well.
We're talking.
They're having a little joke over there, talking about where they're going to go afterwards for dinner, maybe.
We got Iowa City West and Prairie coming up afterwards.
Berge is in the house. Coach Bergman, I spotted him earlier. Coach Rundquist down the way.
Sure, yeah. We'd love an explanation. What do we have, Joe?
So, they're being real with Matt, he was checked in. He comes in off the bench after it's done. Now, if it was done to deceive them or something like that.
So they had six on the floor.
No, they had four on the floor.
They had four on the floor.
They had four on the floor, and then they bring him in.
Uh-huh.
So we're going to take it out of bounds here.
Kennedy.
Kennedy had four. Not six, they had four.
So no technical.
No technical. So both coaches are talking it over. Still. Raz and John shake hands. And so somebody must have snuck in.
Yeah.
All right.
East basketball, 7:52 left in the period here. Just starting the second period.
We thank Joe Gatto for coming over and explaining it to us.
That was nice.
So East will have it, 15-10 late. Near side hash against Kennedy. Man-to-man. Was it zone? No, they are playing man-to-man. Diggins back into the ballgame for the Cougars. Peterson on the jab step. Now on the drive. Leaner and a charging foul on Peterson. Saylor took the charge.
Yeah, he's in there right. And they do have the line down here on this court. He was in front of that line, the little arch by the basket.
I'd love to have that line on all the high school courts, that semicircle. It would help out the officials.
I believe it would, too. Anything you can do to make the game a little bit easier to be called or help the game along, I'm all for it.
15-10, Kennedy down by five. We got an offensive foul and an illegal screen on the Cougars. On Diggins.
When they say he pushed off to get open over there?
First on Derek Diggins. Sixth team foul. Grant Griffin back in. Van Rees back in for Sioux City East for Hildahl. So that did not, he didn't stay on the bench very long.
No, he got an extra break, though, and with all that conferencing going on. He got a few extra minutes in there.
Kennedy's going to throw on some full-court pressure. Kept trying to get it in and finally does. Gets it to Dunson on the run. They bounce it down low, and the pass out of bounds. Rees couldn't collect it. That was a tough angle on that pass for a big guy.
Yeah, it was, and it paid dividends for them, that pressure up there. Savion Armstrong going with the basketball, going quickly. But a little too much on it there. Van Rees couldn't control it.
Kennedy will walk it up. And he's going to try to trap in the half court. Griffin dribbles out of it. They work the weave up top to Wetzel. Off the clear out. Right side turns it down. Now they go left side. Foley in the ball. Fake drives in. Got himself open. Puts up the jumper. No. Rebound fought for on the weak side. Saylor couldn't save it. It's out of bounds to the Black Raiders.
Well, they got a look. Foley got a look when the defender slipped out there, but They just having a hard time connecting from anything on the perimeter right now, Kennedy.
Jalik Dunson will walk it up, fully on him. Takes it across the timeline, a minute into the second quarter. Vanderloo back into the ball game for Sioux City East. Bounce down on the right baseline. Vanderloo coming off the screen on the ball fake. Drives on Griffin. Gives it back to Keck. Up top now to Savion Armstrong. Reese off the clear out. Circles into the lane. Little left-hand runner. No good. Going to go out of bounds, and it's going to be Kennedy Ball. Well, you don't see Reese miss that badly on a shot.
No, it just his momentum was going to his left, and I think it just a little carried him away from the basket a little too far.
15-10 still. Kennedy only down by five. Pass inside to Saylor on the cut. Down the lane, wide open for the two.
Pretty basketball right there for the easy deuce.
15-12. Cross-court pass tipped out of bounds by Diggins, who still looks a little bit in distress, but moving a little better.
That's just what I was going to say. Looked like when he comes to a stop, he kind of runs a little bit gingerly.
The freshman, Caleb Schlake, will come in. 6'4 freshman for Kennedy. And Jack Peterson back in for Sioux City East. Schlake played a little bit last night. Cross-court pass almost intercepted, but Vanderloo gets it. He tried to bounce it inside. Schlake comes up with the steal.
Here they come on the transition.
Foley, crossover, had it knocked away. Picked back up by Schlake. Saylor right back, it comes to Foley, drives in, and a hold going to be called as Cougars got away with a walk.
They're going to be out of bounds underneath. No active shooting there.
Foul on Armstrong is first. Team foul number five on East.
East likes to go zone. Looks like this time, though, they're matching man-to-man.
Diggins, pump fake, goes up, and rimming and good on the jumper.
Yeah, he just broke down his man one-on-one. He's bigger than his defenders, able to shoot over the top of him.
15-14, Sioux City East lead. Armstrong works it to Peterson. Near sideline, inside to Reese, got doubled, and he'll go to the line. He was fouled.
Sliding down the lane that time, going to use his finish with his right. Three white jerseys converge around him.
Second on Ethan Saylor, team foul number seven, and East will be shooting for the rest of the half.
And Ethan Saylor might be coming out of the ball game here with two fouls. 5:29 left in the second period.
High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union here this evening as Van Reese gets the first one. Trey Sheets back in, Saylor out, and Kennedy gets a lot smaller.
A lot more perimeter oriented. Diggins is your biggest player on the floor right now. Well, you got the freshman Schlock out there as well.
Second free throw, no good. Makes one out of two. It stays 2-point deficit. Pull up three by Griffin, short. And the woes continue for Kennedy from the perimeter. One and done. Vanderloo up the right hand board. Stop and go dribble. Tries to turn to corner. Cut off by Foley on the help D. Now to Armstrong. They reverse it over to Taylor on the left side. With 5 minutes to play here in the first half. Armstrong takes the free throw line. Cut off by Schlake. Cross court pass. Vanderloo open three. In and out, no good. And Schlake gets the rebound. Good minutes here for the freshman.
Yeah, he's come in. He's had a steal. Defensive rebound.
Cougars looking for the tie or the lead. Diggins to the corner. Sheets wide open. Three, no. And a foul on the closeout on East.
I said he poked him in the chest, I think. That's a good call.
That's second on Vanderloo.
Those pokes sometimes when they come out there, you poke somebody, that's worse than a full-fledged body.
So it's going to be three free throws for Sheets. And it's up and good. Or was that the one and one, they say?
I think they said it was on after he hit the floor.
Well, it's only the 16th foul, so I'm very confused.
You have six. The board has six, I know.
I have six. And the free throw is good. Now, wait a minute. Now we're all messed up. I don't even think it should have been a one and one. I think it should have been three.
So what you do is you back up. If this is a correctable error.
Right.
Should be. Officials converge. You're going to want, if it is 16 fouls instead of seven, it's going to be out of bounds, no points.
So, It's going to be no free throws.
There we go.
Correct?
You were right. So you take the points off the board, and it's Kennedy's ball.
They'll inbound, and now they'll be shooting from here on in. This has been a strange one, hasn't it?
Yeah.
Foley top of the key against the zone, shoots for a three, and this time he hits it.
He can knock him down. He can give him a step. He likes to step into that shot. He gets his feet or his hands up there. He catches it in a sweet spot and knocks it down.
Came in 5 for 23, but we've seen him hit some big ones. And Kennedy back up one. The pass tipped out of bounds. Off the overplay. It'll stay with East. Armstrong will inbound. The sophomore at 5'9". It'll be Taylor to put it into play. Dunson also in the game. Peterson and Van Reese.
Ooh.
Cross-court pass up top of the key. Here's Peterson for three. That one's in and out, no good. Flake the rebound. Quick outlet. Here comes Foley. Had it tipped away, and a reach foul going to be called on Armstrong.
Yeah, he's going to be at the free throw line now. A very good free throw shooter in Jackson Foley.
Yeah, Jackson Foley on the year at 93%. So he'll have this one coming up. Front end of the 1-1, up good.
The officials earn it in games like this. They hear about it from Coach Vanderloo over there, don't they?
Trying to give Kennedy a three-point advantage on the way. Rimmed it in and out. And the East rebound. Outlet pass. Here comes Armstrong. Crossover dribble. Takes him to front court. Tried the hand back to Peterson. Fumbled it for a moment. Peterson on the drive, and he was fouled going in. And it'll be a 1-1 coming up for East. And Trey Sheets will pick it up. Kennedy, or East, I should say, caught a break there because that ball, Peterson had it go off his leg and out of bounds, but probably caused by the contact.
Yeah. 70% free throw shooter here he is.
Peterson, 5'11 junior, looking for his first point, and he has it. He'll get the bonus. 18-17, Kennedy by one. One more upcoming. Takes his time, put it up, and right through. First two for Peterson. No pressure by East. 18-18 ball game. Foley in the front court, between the legs of the dribble. Goes right point to Sheets. Griffin up top, Foley in the drive, and he traveled with it.
Yeah, he caught it, and he shuffled his feet before he put it on the floor.
Took a little stutter step. As checking out for Sioux City East is Dunson. And Vanderloo's going to come back in with two fouls. A little pressure by Kennedy. We'll make Peterson bring it up against Jackson Foley. Peterson trying to turn the corner, lost it. Picked up by Diggins. Cougars with numbers. 4-on-3 the other way off the 8th East turnover. Diggins pull up, 3-pointer, nope, 2-pointer. From the left wing, had a toe on the line.
Just sizing up the defender that time, a little crossover. The defender takes a step back, he pulls the trigger.
20-18. Kennedy by two. Vanderloo between the rings, works it to Peterson. Way outside the NBA arc, and an offensive foul on Van Reese.
Yeah, he's pushing off inside in the block. He's using that left arm, bouncing the Kennedy defender off him. He displaced the defender, you're going to get that call.
Second foul on Reese, and team foul number 8. As Jack Wetzel checks back into the Cougars, and they're going to get Reese out real quick.
3:03 left in this period, right before the half.
Keck will check in. And here comes Kennedy. Under three to play here in the first half. Foley, left free throw line, a bounce down the baseline. Diggins collects it. Gets doubled, backs his way in. Nolan pass underneath the Schlenk. Caught it and got the easy two.
What a pass from Diggins that time. A great vision finding his teammate open underneath.
22-18. Kennedy by four. East led by five coming into this second quarter. High-low pass. Tip stolen away. Another East turnover. Diggins, little stutter dribble. On the drive. Pull up high. Archer, swish. Left of the lane for Derek Diggins. Timeout East.
And he is feeling it right now on the offensive end.
And we'll see what kind of timeout this is. Going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take it with them. 24-18, Kennedy up by six. Back in 30 seconds, you're listening to High School Basketball from KGYM.
When something bad happens, you don't want to get sucked into the black hole of voicemail. And you certainly don't want to tell your story over and over each time you're transferred. What you want is a kind, smart person who knows your coverage top to bottom, understands how you're feeling, and helps you figure out what's next. It's really not too much to ask. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. A real one. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
24-18 with 2:24 to play here in the first half. And Raz Vanderloo was not in that Sioux City East huddle. He was talking with Joe Gatto.
He's been talking to every single one of the officials as much as he can over there on the sideline.
We said during the pregame show that that's just the way they coach. He and Coach McCowan. And Kennedy on a run right now. Cougars lead at 24-18 as Kennedy on a 10-3 burst here. East with Keck off the clear out. Looking to get it inside instead up top. Step back three on the way. Off the right side, no good. Diggins high to get the rebound. Off the Taylor miss. Here comes Diggins going one-on-one. Behind the back with a dribble. They double him. Kick to the left wing. Three-pointer in and out, no good. Rebound Sioux City East as Keck gets it. Kennedy getting back defensively. Vanderloo puts it on the floor, starts a drive. Yo-yos the dribble back, gets it up to Andrew Armstrong. Drives in on Wetzel. Double pump kick to the corner. Now to the right wing. Open three, up short. Rebound back tab, kept alive by East. Vanderloo on the fake. Drives around, and the layup good. Got around Diggins, turned the corner, and got down the right baseline.
All the way to the rim, uncontested. Nobody coming in the help rotation.
First bucket for Aiden Vanderloo, averaging almost 17. Give and go inside, out of bounds. Going to stay with Kennedy.
Just going to see what happens now on this. This is the red defense from Sioux City East. The assistant coach and holding up the cards over there, different colors.
See what red is.
And it's a 2-3 zone.
Off the inbound, open jumper won't go by Drejos, and Keck high above the rim to get the rebound. 24-20, Kennedy on top. Vanderloo into the offensive zone. Angle pass to the corner to Taylor. Back it comes down to Peterson, starts to drive left, leaves it back for Peterson. Goes cross court to Armstrong, trying to back his way in on Jackson Foley, couldn't do it. Under a minute to play here in the game's first half. Peterson on the drive, gets around Diggins into the lane, scoop off the lane, off the glass, no good. Second effort, no good. Rebound by Kennedy. Diggins in the open court. Derek looking to go one-on-one. He'll pull up from 17 right side, too strong, and Schlake gathers the rebound in. And then the pass thrown away. Greyhouse had it intercepted by Armstrong. Layup good. It'll count the foul.
And you give him the three-point play right there. That's one of those where you're not going to get the block. You got to just let it go.
And Wetzel committed the foul. And East can get it down to one. That was a big, big exchange because Kennedy could have gone for one and had the ball to start the second half. And the free throw good. Instead, they give up a three.
Now you're going to wind up, you got a one-point ball game. Kennedy going to bring Griffin in back and another ball handler for the Cougars. And now you definitely go for one if you're Kennedy.
No East pressure. Ed Foley will walk it across the timeline.
East is a 1-2-2 zone.
May Kennedy try to shoot it from the perimeter here where they've had problems. 10 seconds to play. Diggins, high lob pass to Foley at the point left. Gets it back to Foley. He'll go for the NBA three. Too strong, no good. 3 seconds to play over the half-court line. Armstrong driving in. Shot blocked from behind by Diggins.
Athletic play by Diggins. Made up a lot of ground getting that block.
Halftime from the U.S. Cellular Center. We got a good one. Cedar Rapids, Kennedy, 24. And number three, Sioux City East, 23. We'll come back. Talk halftime with you after this two-minute timeout. You're listening to High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, right here on KGYM.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the zone,
AutoZone. If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
I'm Jay Farner from Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.125%, APR 4.36%. But choosing the right mortgage lender involves so much more than just a rate. We've earned 12 J.D. Power Awards for client satisfaction. And we invented Rocket Mortgage, a simpler, hassle-free way to get a mortgage completely online. So choose Quicken Loans, America's number one online lender. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Equal housing lender. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for, so why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close?
We're gonna need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Almost had a winner of $500 on the shooting contest here at halftime, but just came up a little bit short on that half-court shot. That would have been a nice way to end the start the halftime.
It would have. When are they going to have that celebrity shootout, Scott, between you and JJ?
Whenever JJ goes out and shoots the first shot.
Okay. There was rumblings about that earlier here, that was going to happen.
It may happen when they clear the arena out. We'll see. Halftime, it is Kennedy on top of Sioux City East, 24-23. Scott Unash and Phil Dunn back with you. And kind of a disjointed first half, to be perfectly and brutally honest with you.
It was. There was, you know, a couple stoppages of play, trying to figure some things out coming out of the quarter break, figuring out how the substitution was going and what was going to happen there. And then they had the shoot the free throws, take the free throws off the board, that type of thing. But they got it figured out. I think both calls were right, ultimately. And Kennedy, one-point lead here. And quite frankly, they're not shooting it very well from the perimeter other than Derek Diggins.
Yeah, and Diggins kind of put the team on his back for a little bit. And for Sioux City East, Van Reese got that second foul, and things definitely changed in this ballgame.
Yeah, and he had to come out of the ball game. That's a big deal for Cedar Rapids Kennedy because they give up so much size in the on the interior. And the little push off Van Reese had, I know Sioux City East didn't like that call, but I think it was the right call. He created some space out there, and I tell you, if they can keep him on the bench, that's good for the Cougars.
Take a look at the halftime scoring for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Derek Diggins leading the way, 5 field goals and a total of 10 points. Grant Griffin has chipped in with 4, and he's been a real spark plug defensively as well for Cedar Rapids Kennedy. 3 off the bench for Trey Sheets on a 3. Caleb Schlake played some good minutes for the freshman. He's got 2, Jack Wetzel with 2, Ethan Saylor with 2, and Jackson Foley with a free throw for 1. Sioux City East, Van Reese leading the way with 13 of the Black Raiders' 23. Javonte Keck with 3, Savion Armstrong with 3, Jack Peterson has 2, Nathan Vanderloo has 2. Turnover, Sioux City East with 10 in the first half. That's way too many for the Black Raiders. 7 for Cedar Rapids. Kennedy right now, bench scoring is 6-5 in favor of Sioux City East. Kennedy was only 1 of 4 from the free throw line, 25% that first half. East was 8 of 10 and 80%. Each team with 1 3-pointer in that first half of play. And how about rebounding?
Well, rebounding, we have Sioux City East plus 2 in this category, 16 to 14. Individuals for Sioux City East, Aiden Vanderloo, Van Reese, and Javante Keck, each with 3 rebounds. Contributing 2 are Cole Taylor and Jack Peterson, and Savion Armstrong off the bench throwing in 1 rebound for Sioux City East. 2 dead ball rebounds, 5 offensive, 11 defense, a total of 16 for the Black Raiders. For Cedar Rapids Kennedy, Zach Wetzel leads that game high honors here right now with 4 rebounds, 3 for Caleb Schlock off the bench. Great minutes for him, the youngster coming in. Derek Diggins and Jackson Foley each with 2 rebounds. And then Zach Greyhouse with 1 rebound for the Cougars. 2 dead ball rebounds for Kennedy. 6 offensive, 8 defensive, total of 14. And I know they're not leading this category, but I think if you asked Coach McCowan if you could stay within 2 rebounds of this team, would you take it? I bet he'd say yes. Because last night they just got decimated in that category by Cedar Falls. So much better showing tonight for the Cougars on the glass.
30 or make it 24-23, the score at halftime. We got some finals from some girls' contests today. Cedar Rapids Washington winning over Davenport North, 74-60. And West Des Moines Valley beat Iowa City West, 66-59. And that's the hurdle for the girls' teams on this side of the state, is the fact that they have not been able to beat the Central Iowa teams, and looks that way again. And at least in that one anyway. It's way too early for March.
Yeah, and I know that Iowa City West had such a really tough part of their schedule, I think, in the girls-wise. But, you get those crossover games, get out there, and I know that Iowa City West and City High are both very, very good basketball teams on the girls' side.
Both teams making their way back out. East is out to our left. Cougars coming out to our right as we're getting ready for the second half with the Cougars leading at 24-23 here over Sioux City East. And I think adjustments galore for both teams. Here, Kennedy, I think you're pretty happy with the way things went, especially defensively in that first half. Now, if you're Sioux City East, you got to keep Van Reese into the ball game.
Yeah, and that's going to be job one. You got to tell them to play smart out there. Don't get any too greedy in there and try to make it up all at once. You got to keep those arms in. You can't be pushing off out there as you're going forward. And I think, if you're Kennedy, you keep up that idea of let the ball go through Diggins first, because he's the one that's got it going offensively. If you keep that ball going through him, let the offense flow through him, and if he doesn't have it, he gives it up to another guy. But they may have found something with the youngster, too, the freshman that came in, Caleb Schlock out there. If he can give them good minutes, he's shown that he's a viable option for them.
24-23 as both teams back out, getting ready to start the second half of this one. And knew this was going to be a battle, though, today.
Yeah, and they are actually Kennedy Cougars. Good bounce back after last night. You know, you lose by 20 in a game that was actually closer than a 20-point ball game. It was one of those games where Kennedy would get it to 8, and then it'd bump up to 12, 14, 13, somewhere in that category, and then they'd bring it back down. Kennedy could never hit that big shot that was going to close that lead into 5 or whatever, take whatever it would be, to put a little pressure on Cedar Falls. And credit Cedar Falls, all the credit to them. They got a terrific basketball club with A.J. Green, etc. But this tonight, it's got to be a good sign for Coach McCowan. Hey, you're bouncing back here. You're going against another ranked team. It's a team that's bigger than you, but you're sticking your nose in there and you're competing. They just got to do it for another 16 minutes. And consistency, I know, has been a concern of Coach McCowan throughout this entire year. He wants to see it carry over here.
Set the lineups for you as we get ready for half number 2 here from the U.S. Cellular Center. Iowa City West and Prairie waiting in the wings here.
And for the Black Raiders,
as West High sequestered over on the left side. And Prairie was over to the right. Not sure where they went now.
Coaching staff's over there right now. I think maybe, I don't know if they went in to change and that sort of stuff, but the coach is going on.
Set to go. It's going to be Cougar basketball to start half number two. Wetzel, Foley, Griffin, along with Saylor and Diggins, and Sioux City East going to come out a little 2-3 zone here right away.
Make the Cougars shoot the ball and keep Diggins in front of them, not let him get into the lane.
Peterson, Hildahl, Reeves, Vanderloo, and Taylor. That's the starting five for Raz Vanderloo and Sioux City East. Kennedy with the basketball. They'll go to the bucket to our right. Griffin, right wing for a three. Left it short. Van Reeves the rebound. A method to the madness, if you will, for going to the zone. He's going to the bucket to our left. Van Reeves had a talk with the official before we got going here. Just saying, hey, what was I doing? Let me fix that. Kick to the corner. Three on the way. Right through for Cole Taylor. His first triple of the ball game.
And then make that extra pass against that aggressive Kennedy defense to find the open shooter in the corner.
Just like that, a 2 point Sioux City East lead. Kennedy with the ball, and East going to stay in the zone. Diggins to Griffin. Diggins with that good first half with 10. Has it between the rings, almost threw it away as Griffin cut to the basket.
I'd just shorten the game. Stand out there and make him come get you if I'm Kennedy, if you don't feel comfortable attacking it and shooting from the perimeter.
Reeves coming out, no look pass inside. Griffin posting up and gets the layup in the land of the Giants.
He found a space behind the defense and nobody saw him back there.
And we got a blocking foul, going to be charged to Griffin.
Put his hand out there trying to hold on.
First on Grant Griffin, team foul number one of the half. And East will inbound over in front of their sideline as we are tied at 26. It'll be Hildahl to inbound. Gets it to Peterson, guarded by Grant Griffin. Kennedy in the man-to-man, that jump and switch defense. Kick to the corner. Vanderloo for three, and he connects. Two in a row for Sioux City East.
Opposite corners, too, down there along the baseline.
29-26. Kennedy down by three with the ball. Diggins, high the NBA three-pointer, kicks it far side to Wetzel for three. That's off the front iron, no good. Hildahl with a rebound. Big body underneath there, and used it well that time. Taylor angling right. Bounce down low to Van Reeves. Diggins on him, man-to-man, goes back door. Taylor left-hand layup good. As East took a page out of Kennedy's book.
Yeah, the ball goes inside. They run it, they cut off it instead of standing and respotting on the perimeter.
31-26. Foley plays catch in the perimeter with Grant Griffin. Saylor right now is at the free throw line in the middle of this zone. Wetzel starts to penetrate, kick to Foley. Left corner, three ball, no good. Wetzel, the offensive rebound. Turn up, putback won't go. And the rebound is Sioux City East. They got a two-on-one. Pass ahead to Vanderloo. Leaner, no. Tried to draw the contact. Here comes Kennedy the other way. Cougars in transition. Wetzel gets it right back. Left corner, three ball. That won't go. Deep kicker chased down by the Cougars.
Long rebounds. Long shots lead to long rebounds, and Grant Griffin ran that one down.
31-26. Griffin on the right wing. They work the perimeter to Wetzel, the sophomore, a bounce out front. Gets it right back to Diggins. How do you break this zone here with your Kennedy when you're not shooting it well?
Well, they're trying to run a cutter through when the ball goes to the baseline.
Wetzel driving in left of the lane. No-look pass to Saylor. A little poke shot, no good, and Hildahl the rebound. Long outlet pass. Here comes Taylor quickly to Vanderloo. Fakes, drives baseline, and I think a hold spotted on Kennedy.
Coach McCowan talking now to his kids down here at this end, where he wants people to be. He's switching people around. I think they might put Diggins in the high post out there. That's not a bad idea. If he can catch it in there, he can operate that.
Yeah, let him go to work. Back cut, bounce right of the lane, broken up by Wetzel, stolen away by Derek Diggins. Turnover number 11. Diggins going coast to coast, driving a kick out to Griffin. He'll turn the corner, takes in the lane, and a reach foul called on East.
Almost automatic every single time. When they let the defender or offensive player go by him, and then they reach from behind and pop at it, officials call that 90% of the time. They're going to call that a foul or a reach.
Caleb Schlake, the freshman, is going to come back in for Kennedy for Saylor. And he'll join Wetzel, Diggins, Griffin, and Drejos in there. So Foley taking a seat. Allow the inbound pass in. Back it comes to Wetzel. Top of the key three-pointer, and he hits. And Kennedy finally got a triple to go.
They needed that in a big way to get this offense going this third period.
So did Wetzel. Driving a kick. Taylor corner three. Rattles in and out. And a rebounding foul. Going to be charged to East. On Hildahl.
A little too much bodying going on underneath there from the big fella.
31-29, East on top. 4:08 coming up on the halfway mark of the game's third quarter. Kennedy looking to tie or take the lead on this possession. East going to stay in a zone, but it's a 1-2-2 look this time. Here's the corner. And a three, good. Schlake, the freshman, with five off the bench.
Pull the trigger, not afraid out there. That's good to see.
32-31, and Schlake going for the steal, commits the foul. Probably stopped an easy two, though. First on Schlake, team foul number three.
Kenny going to stay in that man-to-man on the baseline, out-of-bounds situation.
Went down left of the glass, looking in. They try to lob it in, and the pass goes to the corner, and saving it in was Hildahl off of Wetzel, who tried to get into the fetal position to avoid it. Couldn't do it.
Not going to happen.
Foley for Griffin. And Javonte Keck will come back in for Sioux City East, and Hildahl will check out. Cougars by one, trying to pull off the upset. 3:42, time remaining, third quarter. Van Reese has been very quiet here in the second half. It's been the three-point shooting of East, which has shot him to the lead, and now down by one. They'll try it again for three. Vanderloo in and out, and Wetzel the rebound. Kennedy coming left to right with Foley. They play catch in the perimeter outside the arc. Foley top of the key. Looks over to Wetzel. He'll rise for the 17-footer. No good. Weak side board. Peterson went high to get it. He'll lead the break. Three on three. Diagonal pass left side to Vanderloo. He'll bounce it down low in the block. Turn around one-hander. No good by Reese. Rebound tipped around, and it's going to go out of bounds. It's going to be Kennedy ball. Cougars are going to the rebounding glass much better in the second half.
Yeah, they are. They're not giving up those second, especially the long rebounds on the perimeter. They're able to run those down.
Three to play here in the third quarter, and he's staying in that collapsing 1-2-2. Drejos pump fake, gets it up top between the rings to Foley. Gets it right back from Wetzel. Left wing three, good for Zach Drejos.
Found the gap of the zone, and he stepped into it, knocked it down.
Drejos with his first three. Came in, 2 for 6 on the year, 33%. Now, those are his first points. Kennedy by four. Reese back to Vanderloo, fakes a three, steps in, 17-footer rattles in. And timeout, 30 going to be taken here by Sioux City East.
You wonder if they're going to switch up their defense coming out of this, Scott.
Vanderloo now with seven. We'll keep it here for this one. As Kennedy up 35-33. And yeah, I wonder if you're right, if they're going to go back to a man here.
Yeah, you know, Kennedy's hit several threes in a row now. They've come down. They were struggling from it, but now they found a little bit of a rhythm. Coach Vanderloo may elect to switch something up out there and see if he can knock them out of that offensive rhythm.
Jackson Foley will come back in for Kennedy. Iowa City West, Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up after this on 107.5 and 106.3 FM. And an angry bunch of Trojans, I would imagine.
Yeah, and the Prairie Hawks are going to have to go against that and be ready for that, anticipating that they're going to come out with a little bit of determination after losing at Cedar Falls.
Full court pressure being applied by East. They'll show it, back it off as Griffin will take it across the timeline. Cougars by a deuce at 35-33. Griffin goes between the legs with it to Schlake. Rees on him. Drejos in the ball fake. Leaves it back for Wetzel. Crossover dribble. Now left baseline drive. Griffin in all the way. Double pump hanger. No. Tipped around and picked up by Keck. Here comes East. Long up court pass to Armstrong, who's checked in. Tried to go cross lane with it and tipped out of bounds. Probably should have just went up with it.
Yeah, he had the best angle to do it of any of them out there.
Ball out of bounds. Van Reese to put it in play for the Black Raiders. Gets it in, finds a man wide open, jumper up, rimming no good, offensive rebound, and the putback for two by Keck. Off the Dunson miss.
And yeah, right at the front of the rim out there, using those long arms to his advantage, go up and get that away from a Kennedy defender.
Wetzel, pull up three, won't go, rebound, Grant Griffin kept it alive. Back out to Schlake for three, in and out, no good, and rebound out deep to East. Long bounce pass ahead to Rees, layup too strong. Kind of caught between strides right there.
And Schlake with the defensive rebound.
Tied at 35, minute 23 to play. Three-pointer, Schlake again.
That's a pretty-looking jump shot out there. Got smooth release.
From the far wing, his second triple. Minute 11 to play, 38-35 here in the third quarter. Kennedy on top. Armstrong holds it way out on the right side. Van Rees in the high post with the freshman Schlake on him. Works it over to Cole Taylor, angles right with it, leaves it for Armstrong as they work the triangle right. Pass up top, nobody home, but East will go ahead and run it down. So we're under a minute to play here in the third. And timeout, 30 is going to be taken by Raz Vanderloo. Not happy with the way they're running the offense.
Nope, he's trying to get them organized over there right now. Yeah, they extended it to a full, Scott.
And it will be a full timeout, so we'll take it with them. We'll take a 30-second break. It's Kennedy 38, Sioux City East 35, back in 30 seconds here on KGYM.
There are so many choices for a home loan. Options are crucial when it comes to a first-time home purchase, mortgage refinancing, or bill consolidation loan. Hi, I'm Dan Hillers with First Federal Credit Union. Being able to select the absolute best loan for your situation can literally save you thousands of dollars over the life of the loan. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or an experienced homeowner, I promise to work to find the solution that is right for you. Learn more at firstfedcu.com. Member NCUA and Equal Housing Lender.
Welcome back to the U.S. Cellular Center. Scott Udash and Phil Dunn with you as the Kennedy Cougars with a three-point advantage, 38-35 over Sioux City East. Earlier on, our first game we had for you, Linmar defeats Western Dubuque. 74-44. Xavier, a winner over Solon earlier on today. Cascade, a win over Osage. Mount Pleasant beat Charles City and West Delaware over Waverly Shellrock, the earlier scorers today and winners. East off the timeout. They bounce it up top to Rees. Fakes, drives on Diggins, takes it inside, got triple teamed, lost it, picks it back up to Vanderloo. Fakes the three, drives down the lane, and he got held out front by Trey Sheets.
Be out of bounds underneath out there. I thought Rees looked like he had a little bit of happy feet out there when he caught the ball. He got him moving a little too fast before he put the ball down. He got away with a walk.
Keck on the inbound, gets it to Dunson. Dunson, a couple of fakes. 29 seconds to play in the third. Keck to Vanderloo. Diggins comes out on him and the Kennedy man-to-man. Tries to bounce it inside, instead up top. Three by Peterson, won't go. Put back try by Rees, no good, and he got pushed, I think.
Yeah, and they're saying it's out of bounds underneath. He thought he was shooting.
Third on Sheets, back-to-back fouls. And the ball will be out of bounds to the Black Raiders, but first Kennedy will bring Grant Griffin in.
Back for the Cougars, number three.
And Diggins going to come out for the final 18 seconds of the first quarter.
Let him rest around the quarter break here.
Hey, Caleb Schlake has played brilliantly for Kennedy. 15 seconds to play, and East will go for the last shot. Vanderloo turns the corner, cut off by the health defense. Nice pass underneath, and Rees gets the layup.
You gotta go if you're Kennedy.
3 seconds, Foley across the timeline. Foley, pull up NBA, three, no, at the horn. Buckle the seatbelts as we head to the fourth. It's Kennedy, 38, Sioux City East, 37. Back in the fourth quarter in a minute, you're listening to Boys High School Basketball, presented by First Federal Credit Union, here on KGYM.
Bob Bobbergear likes to act like he's just a regular guy, just like you and me. But who is the real Bob Bobbergear? Bob Bobbergear doesn't want you to know that when he breaks his iPhone, he throws it in the garbage and buys a new one. Throws it out and buys a new one. Ever heard of Digital Doc Bob Bobbergear? They'll fix your broken iPhones or Samsung Galaxies for a fraction of the cost for replacing them. So who is the real Bob Bobbergear?
Iowa can't afford to find out.
Paid for by the Friends of Digital Doc, Cedar Rapids, Iowa.
If you're not a fan of change, well, that makes you pretty much like everybody else. But stuff's gonna happen. New car, new house, new baby. Maybe a new driver in the family. You have enough on your plate, so let your person take care of the insurance part. Just call or email. Let them know what's new and what's up, and they'll handle it. Nice. At Skogman Carlson Insurance, you have a person. Get to know yours at youhaveaperson.com. Supported by Integrity Insurance.
Back with you as we start the fourth. 38-37 lead for the Kennedy Cougars. It'll be East basketball. Keck will inbound. Keck in there. Dunson. And Peterson, Van Reese, and Vanderloo. As we're underway with the fourth quarter. Kennedy the man-to-man. Cougars will set their lineup for you in a moment. Dunson, right of the circle. Bounce up top, Van Reese. Peterson, they get it to Vanderloo coming off that screen. Reese up top, off the clear out. No look pass inside, nobody home, and thrown away.
A good defensive stand for the Cougars to start this quarter. Want to take advantage of it now by getting a good offensive possession down here. Quality look.
They're going to clear it out for Diggins. Going to go one-on-one. Little hesitation move. Kick to the corner now to Griffin. Saylor back in. Foley, Sheets, Griffin, and Derek Diggins for the Cougars. Diggins did not score in that third quarter. And Sioux City East back to the man-to-man, too. Bounce inside. Diggins posting up. Vanderloo goes cross-court in the corner. A couple of Cougars there. Foley picks it up. Foley trapped, and a timeout going to be called by Kennedy to avoid the five-second call. That was a good move by John McCown.
They're going to use a 30 over there because he had used his dribble. He couldn't put it down anymore.
Kennedy with four timeouts remaining, and Sioux City East with a couple timeouts remaining now. As they'll talk it over here with the Cougars enjoying a one-point lead.
Well, and Kennedy going to be talking about how you want to keep this momentum that you have going, this energy, positive energy, keep that going here. Don't let it kind of subside. Remember we talked about that consistency. Coach McCown wanted to see it for an entire ball game. He hasn't seen it yet. Today may be it if he can finish this final seven minutes.
Cougars to inbound from that corner, that coffin corner on the near side. They're going to throw it out deep, and a high catch made on the pass by Sheets, and Kennedy will get into the offense. Diggins near sideline. And now East right back to the zone. 1-2-2 with Taylor out front. Kennedy has hit some big threes in this game.
You have the lead now. You don't want to attack it. Just hold it. Make them come out and play you.
Foley right of the circle gets it back from Griffin. As Wetzel's going to get ready to come in at the next dead ball. And he's not really extending it. Foley behind the screen. Little jab step. Works it left wing. Three in and out by Sheets. And the rebound out of bounds. And last touch by Kennedy. It'll go to Sioux City East. As Sam Hildahl will come back in for the Black Raiders. Keck will check out. And Wetzel back in for the Cougars.
And Kennedy going to stay in there man-to-man. They played that the entire ball game.
Kennedy with the lead, 38-37. Peterson backing his way in, going one-on-one. Floater down the lane, no good. Put back, Van Reese is good.
And following it all the way down the lane, he was.
39-38, East back in front by 1 point. Kennedy with the ball, going to the bucket to our right. Wetzel, top of the circle, goes crossover, drives in, cut off there by Vanderloo. Cross-court pass in the left wing. High post, Saylor. High-low dump down low to Diggins for the little finger roll.
A good high-low action between the two big fellas for the Kennedy Cougars.
Dozen for Derek Diggins. Kennedy back by a point, 40-39. Taylor behind the back with it. Top of the key, outside the arc of Vanderloo. Works it over to Peterson, guarded by Griffin. With 5:35 to play in the ballgame. Reese gets a touch in the high post. Skip pass over to the corner. Taylor for three, in and out. And the rebound volleyballed. Up, no good by Hildahl, and he was fouled.
Saylor that time coming down on the arms.
And two free throws coming up for Hildahl.
Hildall keeping it alive on side, inside.
Second on Wetzel. Team foul number six. And Hildall, a very good foul shooter at 79% for a big guy. And this one on the way and right through.
Nice touch.
Hit some big free throws at the state tournament, I remember, last year.
Kennedy bringing in, chance to bring in some new players here.
Schlake is back in. Drejos back in for Kennedy. One more free throw, trying to give the Black Raiders the lead. So we're tied at 40. Hildall takes his time, puts it up, and got the roll. 41-40, East with the lead.
Here comes the zone, Scott.
2-3 this time with Hildall in the middle. Kennedy with more three-point shooters in the game now. Sheets, cross court, they bounce it to corner to Schlake. Angles right with it. Out front to Sheets. Back it comes to Foley. Fakes the three this time as the Cougar just worked that perimeter. Foley on the drive. Takes the left free throw line. Pop up jumper. Swished right through. 15-footer for Jackson Foley. His first field goal.
And Derek Diggins just doing his thing out there in that high post. He set the ball screen against that guard. Just picking on that guard.
Vanderloo behind the screen. Answers with a three. As Van Reese set the really good screen.
Is that his first three of the ball game?
Second. He's got 10 in the ball game. Bounce to the corner. Sheets dribbles out of trouble. 44-42, Sioux City East on top by a deuce. Left side ball fake. Drejos goes baseline. Had it knocked away from behind and stolen. East with a 2-on-1. Peterson all the way up and was fouled by Schlake.
Yeah, Schlake not quite getting deep enough to draw the charge.
Team foul number 7, and East has committed only 2 team fouls in the half.
We'll be shooting the rest of the way here. Sioux City East will now.
And this will be a 2-shot situation. And going to the line will be Jack Peterson. And he is a 70% shooter. As we mentioned, East a 71% team. Free throw, dips in and out though, no good.
Not able to get that bounce.
Griffin for Drejos for the Cougars. One more, trying to give the Black Raiders a lead of 3. It's on the way, good. Front iron off the backboard and down. Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up after this. From the U.S. Cellular Center in an MVC conference game. Cougars with the basketball. This is kind of a big trip for Kennedy. On the drive, Griffin drops it down to the baseline for Diggins. Out to the right wing, Sheets. 3, and he hits. Big triple.
Yeah, good ball movement. Sheets, again, if you give him time to step into it, he's pretty deadly.
And a foul on Kennedy defensively on Griffin. And right back to the line goes Sioux City East.
Coach McCowan doesn't want to put them on the free throw line.
Dribble penetration, and Peterson, who just hit 1 out of 2, will have a 1-and-1. As Keck will come in for the Black Raiders. And Hildall will check out. 3:54 to play in the ball game. 45-45, and a 1-and-1 coming up for Jack Peterson, the 5'11 junior. Spins it. Right-hander's free throw, up good, rattled it in. High school basketball presented by First Federal Credit Union. Check them out online, firstfedcu.com.
Kennedy now is going to have to make sure that you're going to play defense without committing that foul. A lot of time left for them to be shooting free throws. Sioux City East, a good free throw shooting team.
Second free throw, also good. 2-point Black Raider lead at 47-45. Kennedy ball, Schlake in the corner, working on Reese, who hand-checked him.
That was obvious.
Yep, but it's only team foul number 3. Third on Van Reese. And it'll be Cougar ball out of bounds.
And this one's white. This defense is white, Scott, watching their coaches, and that's man-to-man.
And down to Diggins. Diggins going 1-on-1, backing his way in. Posting up, ooh, tried to flip pass underneath, stolen away by Peterson.
I think he saw Peterson out there.
Got it to Vanderloo in the front court. Kennedy with their 9th turnover. East with a two-point lead. Keck in the high post. Spinning right free throw line to Vanderloo. He'll yo-yo it back to the right point. Goes between the legs with it. As Sioux City East content on using some clock. Vanderloo going one-on-one, and he was fouled by Schlake. Just as I say that.
Yeah, the dribble penetration, the hand check. You get to the free throw line again.
Final one in the bonus. And Aiden Vanderloo to the free throw line. He's also a good free throw shooter. 1-1, up good.
Yeah, Aiden Vanderloo, 75% coming into today's ballgame.
Trying to give East now a two-possession lead with 3:11 to play. It's 48-45. Second one, no good, and Trey Sheets gets the board for Kennedy. East by three. 3:05 to play. Diggins angling right with the dribble. Comes up high ball screen. Spins away from Van Rees. No-look pass over to Schlake for three. Missed it. Back iron, no. Back tap picked up by Foley, though. To Diggins. Turns, fires a three, way short. Schlake, the offensive board, goes up. No. Rebound to Sioux City East.
Yeah, they get three cracks at it. Not able to draw blood, so to speak, though.
Now you're going to see East, I think, go a little spread court. Vanderloo going one-on-one here. Angles right, cut off by Grant Griffin. It's a return pass. Reeves drives down the lane, and a late whistle on the foul. He just charged his way, pulled his way down the lane.
He just turned and went. I don't know how you call that a foul on the defender there, Scott. He was just holding his ground.
Fourth on Caleb Schlake. And it's a double bonus from here on in. Van Rees to the free throw line.
75% free throw shooter.
And John McCowan's turn not to be real happy as the free throw is good. We just told him, he said, five possessions in a row with free throws.
Yep.
49-45, Sioux City East. Second one up good for Van Rees. He's got 19, came in averaging 18.1 a game. Cougars need something here, down five. 2:20 to play. Diggins coming left with the stutter dribble. Goes crossover, driving a kick. Schlake corner three gets going to be way off, and Keck the weak side board. And Kennedy's going to pick up in the full court, it looks like.
You got to get up, and you got to create a turnover if you can without committing a foul.
Vanderloo over on the right side. Plays catch up top with Taylor. Vanderloo drives around Diggins, takes it inside. He lost it, but it's out of bounds. Oh, they're going to say it's Kennedy ball.
Now Vanderloo hit it. Vanderloo's got to be careful over there. The coach, pretty demonstrative. He doesn't get rung up.
13 turnovers now for the Black Raiders. Diggins bringing it up with the right hand. Minute 45 to play. 5-point deficit. Diggins, standing dribble. Now goes crossover. Got double, kicks it to Schlake. Two-man game in the corner. Here comes Diggins. Diggins spins away from Van Rees. Gets cut off right of the lane. Hands it back to Sheets. Up top, Foley fakes a three. Drives in and got fouled.
And not what Sioux City East wants. They do not want to stop that clock. Put Kennedy, especially Foley, a 90-plus percent free throw shooter on the line.
Keck gets his first foul. Only the fourth team foul, but it's two free throws for Jackson Foley.
This is great for Kennedy, though. This is about as good as you can get. You get him up there with the clock stopped. Makes the second one, you're a one-possession ball game. You got to dig in and defend.
93% for Foley. And he'll try to pull Kennedy within three. Up and good. Now we're going to get a full timeout taken here with a minute 29 to play by the Cougars. We'll take a timeout, 50-47. Sioux City East over Cedar Rapids. Kennedy back after this here on KGYM.
At Nationwide, our agents go above and beyond to understand and protect what matters most to you. Our local Nationwide agents are part of our member-driven community, where serving members' needs is our priority. Contact True North Personal Lines at itruenorth.com today. Nationwide is on your side. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
50-47, Sioux City East. over Cedar Rapids Kennedy in what has been a really good non-conference basketball game. Both teams have had their moments here. Van Rees leading the Black Raiders with 19 points. Aiden Vanderloo has come alive in the second half. He's got 11. And Caleb Schlenk for Kennedy off the bench, the freshman with 8. Derek Diggins with 12. Kennedy has hit 5 threes here in the second half to take a 2-point lead at one point, but East has come back and they've used the free throw line to their advantage.
Yeah, they have. And right now, Kennedy's going to have to pick up full court here with 1:29 left, only down by 3. One possession ball game. Play without fouling.
And East with good free throw shooters in there right now. Vanderloo to walk it up. Kennedy's going to trap in the backcourt, it looks like. Picks up the dribble and it bounced to Hildahl, who's a good free throw shooter. It's it back to Peterson. No play keep away out front. Peterson drives around Griffin. Cross court pass to Hildahl and gets it back to Vanderloo.
So you get under a minute if you're Kennedy. That's when you got to start thinking about coming out and committing the foul.
And we hit the 1 minute mark. Time remaining in the ball game. We'll have the True North postgame show coming your way at the conclusion of this one.
I think you need one. You want to extend this game.
Can't be Schlenk, though. He's got 4. I think John McCallum telling him to come out. I'd get, well, pick whoever
right
you
there.
Want to get.
Right there. Get one there.
On the drive. Peterson all the way down the lane and scored. Got loose.
That's a backbreaker right now. Make it a 2-possession ball game.
52-47. Diggins pull up high archer. Won't go. Rebound Hildahl underneath. 24 seconds to play and Foley fouls Vanderloo.
Now Waterloo, or excuse me, not Waterloo. So I was going to say Waterloo. Sioux City East executed that offensive possession about as good as you're going to get. The 8 clock, almost a minute off the clock. And then they got the layup at the end of it. They broke down the defense and got all the way to the rim.
2-shot situation. 24.5 to go. Free throw swish through. And Vanderloo with a good free throw.
Yeah, and still a 2-possession ball game. If he makes this, it pushes it to 3 possessions.
It's going to be really tough. But missed it, and Diggins one hands the board. Kennedy needs something in a hurry, not necessarily a 3. Schlenk to Foley in the corner, Foley off the dribble, 3-pointer good. And a timeout taken by the Cougars.
Off the bounce, coming that way. He faked to his right, comes back to his left, knocks it down.
16.2 to go. Kennedy back within 3, 53-50. And if you're the Cougars, you got to come up with a steal. You don't get it, you got to commit the foul. Now, Rees is a 75% shooter. Vanderloo, 75. Peterson, 70. Hildahl, 79. And Taylor. Taylor's the one you want to get. He's only 1-for-4 in the year.
Yeah, I think if you're...
They had a chance the last possession.
If you're Kennedy, you got to sell out on this. You got to get a 5-second call in this progression. If you get a 5-second call, great. If don't, get a steal. If you don't get a steal, it's a foul on the catch. You can't let them... If they get out of it and they throw it ahead a little bit, you're chasing and they got good spacing, they can eat 10 seconds in a hurry just like that before you can even catch up to them.
Man-to-man, Kennedy will guard the inbound passer, which is Hildahl.
Switch all screens.
Can run the baseline. Looking, gets it into Van Rees, trapped in the corner, wiggles out of it, and then throws it ahead to Peterson, breaking away, and he's going to dunk it home. Probably for the Sioux City East win. 5 seconds. Foley up top. Pass deflected. Diggins to the corner. 3 on the way at the buzzer is good. It'll count, but it's going to be 3 short. Good ball game as Kennedy plays Sioux City East to a 2-point game, but the Black Raiders get the victory. Sioux City East 55, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 53. We'll take a 2-minute break. Come back with the True North postgame show. After this, you're listening to High School Basketball on KGYN.
AutoZone presents the Oil Change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, save on 5 quarts of Valvoline Advanced Synthetic or Full Synthetic High Mileage and an STP Max Life filter for $29.99 or upgrade to a K&N filter for $3 more. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store. Get in the
business loan, AutoZone.
If you're a small business, first impressions can make all the difference. With Grasshopper, you get all the features of a professional business phone system on your mobile phone. Choose a business phone number, make calls, and send texts. Stay connected and work from anywhere with features like Wi-Fi calling and our desktop app. Set up your account in minutes with no long-term contracts and 24/7 customer support. Make your small business big. Now get $20 off your first month when you visit grasshopper.com/radio. That's grasshopper.com/radio.
Sunday, it's the championship round of the NFL playoffs as we bring you a special doubleheader. Hi, this is Scott Graham. Join me and the rest of our Westwood One crew for all the action. First, the Jaguars' stifling defense tries to slow down Tom Brady and the Patriots. Then, the Minnesota Vikings, fresh off their improbable win in the divisional round, take on the Philadelphia Eagles. Who will advance to Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota? Hear the playoff picture unfold right here.
The NFL championship game, Sunday at 1 on KGYM, presented by Mediacom.
KZIA HD3 and 4 Cedar Rapids. This is the gym.
Back at the U.S. Cellular Center on the True North postgame show as Sioux City East goes to 12-1 on the season. They hold off Cedar Rapids Kennedy 55-53. Cougars drop to 6-7, one game under the 500 mark in the year. But boy, Kennedy gave it a really good effort here this evening.
Yeah, they did. And they're down 15-10 at the end of the first period. And they kind of righted the ship there in the second period. And then they just, it was back and forth ball game. It was 1 point at half. It was 1 point lead Kennedy had at the end of the third. But just too many fouls down the stretch for the Kennedy Cougars. And Sioux City East made them pay by knocking down free throws.
Take a look at the final scoring in this one. First of all, for the victorious Sioux City East Black Raiders, 12-1 on the season. Two in double figures. Van Reese leading the way with 19 points. Had only six in the second half, though. Ended up with five field goals in the ball game. 12 points for Aiden Vanderloop. He had 10 of those 12 in the second half of play. 9 points for Jack Peterson. He came alive there in the second half of play. Off the bench, 5 for Javonte Keck. Cole Taylor at 5. Savion Armstrong with 3. For the Kennedy Cougars, balanced scoring led by Derek Diggins with a dozen. Had only 2 in the second half, though. 9 for Trey Sheets off the bench. 8 for Caleb Schlake, who I think really came alive today. And I think Kennedy might have found a good one. Jackson Foley, the senior, with 8. 5 points for Jack Wetzel. Zach Drejos with 3, and Ethan Saylor had 2. Bench scoring was 20-8. Kennedy won that department. Sioux City East with 13 turnovers in the ballgame, and the Kennedy Cougars with 9 in the ballgame tonight. And I'll throw it to you for a look at rebound.
Well, rebounding, Sioux City East won 30-26, so they won by 4. It was the final margin there. We looked at the individuals. We'll start with Sioux City East. Van Reese with 6 rebounds, 5 for Javonte Keck off the bench, 4 for Cole Taylor. Sam Hildahl also with 4 rebounds, contributing 3 rebounds apiece is Aiden Vanderloo and Jack Peterson. 1 rebound each for Jalik Dunson as well as Savion Armstrong. 10 offensive, 20 defensive, total of 34 East. For Kennedy, Jack Wetzel with 6 rebounds. Caleb Schlake off the bench with 5. Great effort for him. 3 rebounds apiece for Jackson Foley as well as Derek Diggins. Chipping in 2 is Grant Griffin, Ethan Saylor, Zach Drejos, as well as Trey Sheets, each with 1 rebound. 11 offensive, 15 defense, total of 26 for the Cougars.
All adds up to a 55-53 win for Sioux City East. And we're going to pick our Rainer Door Player of the Game, brought to you by Rainer Door Company. And a big thanks to them for supporting high school sports all through the year. And I think we got to go with Caleb Schlake in this game.
Yeah, a big second half for him. He did a nice job out there. He did minutes in the first half as well, too. Can't go wrong with him.
So congratulations to Caleb Schlake, the 6'4 freshman. He is tonight's Rainer Door Player of the Game. We're going to send it back to our studios for about 10 minutes, get you the starting lineups, and get you ready for the pregame for Iowa City West and Cedar Rapids Prairie coming up here at the U.S. Cellular Center. And for Phil Dunn, Scott Udash saying so long for just a little bit. Final score of our second game, Sioux City East 55, Cedar Rapids Kennedy 53. We'll be back with you here shortly from the U.S. Cellular Center.